me of the McGugans who gave it to me. But more importantly now, it was put on my finger by the Archbishop, one of the apostles representing Christ. And it is a sign of my commitment to my bride, the Church, and specifically the Church of Rafu. The welcome I have received in Rafu over the last while since the 9th of June, Feast of St. Columbkill, has been wonderful from Bishop Boyce, the diocesan office. And then I have seen the welcome and the preparation for today, the work of Father Michael and the diocesan office preparing out the guest list, Father Raymond and the cathedral staff preparing this liturgy. I've been back for a few days this week, and there's just constantly people tidying and cleaning and putting up flags, and they just give me a sense that there's a whole army of them working away, making something great happen today. Then the choir, who for weeks have gathered from all over the diocese, preparing, and what a welcome. I was ordained a bishop today and have been sent to do three things. I'm talking to the people of Rafu now. To teach you, to govern you, and to sanctify you. The fact that I am empowered to be your teacher does not necessarily mean that I am the cleverest person in Rafu and County Donegal now. It doesn't even mean that I am the best informed theologically. Of course, I'm not saying that I'm not the smartest person. It's just not necessary. What it does say, however, is that my stand for the Catholic faith in its integrity as something glorious and beautiful, life-giving and liberating, has power. I have been ordained to govern, to lead,